Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This your boy, Mac Damage, man. Cleveland, Ohio, stand the fuck up. Y'all know what it is, man. It's Hood Talk Radio Wednesday night. I'm up in the spot. Where you at, man? You recording yet? All right, that's all right. We in the house tonight, y'all. Broadcasting live, Dime Breed, D-I-M-E. You motherfuckers, if you don't understand my language, Dime Breed, man, for real. You part of the group? You part of the group? That's five people. You not part of the group? You DJ, you got the headphones on. My nigga. What you say your name one time? Pyro. Telling you, don't cross me. Doing Shannon's jobs. That's my nigga. So what's up, y'all? What's up? Dime Breed, man. Y'all look like y'all comfortable with each other, so I know y'all do some shit on the stage, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if y'all ever want to, you know, call in live and get on the air, you can. And for everybody else that's out there, man, the number 646-478-0944. That's how you get on live and talk to everybody in the world right now. I ain't going to do that to him. All right, this is what we're going to do. First thing, man, I want to talk to y'all on that business. I want to talk to y'all about this white dude, man. It's just like, you know, shot of school, a teenager. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to understand. So I'm going to put to y'all like this, man. You know, I'm sitting around a lot of, you know, people that's my children's age. You know what I'm saying? My son look at me and shit. You know, I was hanging around my friends. You know what I'm saying? So I get to hang around some people his age at this point. And before we get into tonight's show with some new artists from Cleveland, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's a serious thing out there. You know what I mean? I want y'all first to understand racism don't mean hatred. All right? Racism is not hatred. It's a competition for control of power and resources. That's what racism is. It's a race. Just like they raced over here to see who can colonize this country. It wasn't all about slavery. It was about who could colonize this country. And the monkeys over there couldn't find nobody over here that they could whoop. You know what I'm saying? The Indians were whooping their ass. You know what I'm saying? So they had to go back and, you know, form some type of alliance. If they couldn't form an alliance to the savages, and most of them, a lot of them was dark as us, different shades, you know what I'm saying? They decided, hey, we know. Bring the fucking Negroes over here. But they did. It was the aristocrats that paid for the journey. But they didn't want to get their hands dirty. So guess who they paid? The poor white Southerners. See, it was one rich man, bought all this land up, had the poor white Southerners build this big old mansion up that he brought and bought, you know what I'm saying, the slaves from overseas. All right? Go over there and pick me out. That's like you say, I want you to go over there and grab me about 400 more slaves, spread them out all over the South. Okay, cool. You got the money. You go have your boys show. Want all the bucks, we want all the voluptuous ones, okay, so they can mate. They treat us like animals. You know what I mean? That's right. So once you got onto the plantation, the magic come out. Introduce you to the motherfucker that's going to whoop your ass until you say your name is Toby. You know what I mean? That's just basically cut and dry. So don't ever let a motherfucker tell you that slavery was good or that we was victims of racism. We were not. We were victims of slavery. We were also victims of people that we warred against in other African countries. You know what I'm saying? If your tribe didn't like his tribe and y'all fought and they lost and some of his people was over there and you captured your motherfuckers, they became your slaves. And if somebody offered you money for them, they became their slaves. It didn't matter what color they was, you hated your enemy. That's just what it was. You know what I'm saying? So, 646-478-0944, call it, holler. That's your boy. It's your boy, Max, man. I'm going to say this right quick. He said, when you come over my house, you eat all my food up. Drink all my juice. You got a cup of water on the table. You want my fun with you, right?
Oh, man.
All right. No, it ain't all bad, man. Shit, damn, man. It's all good, man. Shit, I made my fucking joy to get the damn spot. How many motherfuckers you ever done with these folks? No, I ain't there. How's your head up?
All
right. No, but y'all got to first understand that this is a relationship between black and white folks. You know what I'm saying? And you got to understand that relationship. First of all, to understand that relationship, you got to realize I don't give a fuck what situation is in. It's two hunkies against one black person. You're going to lose. You give a fuck how cool they is. How much... I don't love you.
That's your mind, huh?
point, by all that bullshit, when it comes down to it, you'll get the shortcut of the stick. I'm telling you. It's all about perception. Just watch. You know what I'm saying? Just watch. Hang around something that's cool. Be cool with them. You know what I'm saying? Hang out, let them. Give me one thing over here. You never been over there before. I might run through a motherfucker like that. You see, you know? Hey, what's up, Z man? Me? Big time. I don't like it. I'm not racist. I'm bigoted. There's a difference. Bigoted means that I discriminate. See, there's a reason why. It's not just because I look at their skin. It ain't about the skin. It's a personality trait. They can't help it. It's a personality trait. I mean, hell, you know what I'm saying? It's a personality trait. Just like they profile us, we get the right profile them. In my experiences in life, and these are just my opinions, and I'm going to put the disclaimer out there for anybody. If you got a problem with what I say, call the radio station. You can call Block Talk Radio if you want to. They'll just direct you to me. 646-478-0944. I just speak to E-Max. I'm here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10, Thursday. Friday night, 8 to 10. Holler at me. Leave me a motherfucking message. Send me an email. I'm on YouTube, too. Check me out. So, like I was saying, these motherfuckers took everything that we was for. Everything we was for. Our culture, our history. Do you know your real last name? Do you know what your family's real name is? From Africa, from Ethiopia, Mesopotamia back in them days. If you can go back that far, you got bloodline. You did. So you spent that $1,000 in ancestry. No, but seriously, though, you got to do that. It costs money. I went as far as $99, and I said, shit, fuck that. But I got some information. I knew that the motherfucker that owned and named my great-great-great, you see, fifth-generation grandfather away from me, his name was Robbins. his son, when he died, took over the plantation. He didn't want it. He was, you know, horses, and, you know, financial shit. He didn't want the slave. He didn't want to be in the slave trade. He wanted to be a businessman, but selling on the slaves wasn't part of it. So when people move everything around, you can be like, who shit is that over there? Oh, that's Robin's sons. Oh, okay. They didn't know his name. So they called him by his father's last name, Robin. So that's how the fucker that owned our family, named our family Robinson. For real? Shit, I did it. That's exactly what it was. For $99, that's the information I got. You know what I'm saying? Now these motherfuckers send me emails every day, take it a little step further. Nope. I got enough of that information. Now I'm going over here and find out why you motherfuckers decide to knock off the noses, you know what I'm saying, of the pyramids. Why you really need to find out what's down in the hole. Because it's about control. See, if you can get the information first, check this out. And just be honest with yourself. Say there's this big-ass motherfucking treasure hunt all over the world. And everybody was looking for this one thing. And you see that shit every day. You didn't even know that it was this coveted piece of, you know, metal that gives you all the power in the world. You should be like, is that what everybody's looking for? You can throw this motherfucker up on your shirt and be like, man, I done walked past this thing a million times. And you never tell nobody you got it, but then all of a sudden you could just like float across the room and you're like, did I just do that? Then you can just look out the window and just hit the other side, of, you know what I'm saying? Walk into a bank, make yourself invisible and all this, and all you get. Every fucking thing you want first, right? Set yourself up nice for the next 30 generations. And then you lay that motherfucker on the table and say, oops, is that what y'all was looking for? But by that time, you got everything you want. You know everything you need to know. And everybody, if there's anything they don't understand about that remote right there, they have to come to you, and it's going to cost them. Welcome to the world. It's one motherfucker that know everything before everybody else do. And because he got the money to pay a motherfucker, if you open my envelope, family had died. Here's the envelope, sir. There you go. You know what I'm saying? That's the way the world is right now. You got one motherfucker telling seven motherfuckers, he tells 13 motherfuckers, he tells 33 motherfuckers what to do. It's 33 major countries in this, on this planet. And we're number two. Okay? So those motherfuckers over there that own, the seven motherfuckers that own the Federal Reserve Bank, they actually own or work for the World Bank. Okay? So the World Bank is owned by one motherfucker. He got seven people that work for him, and they control all the money and everything in this world. So if they don't want you to know something, you're not going to know. All this shit we getting off the internet, all this information, please. They know about all that shit that everybody up here like, oh, we just posted this up yesterday. The motherfucking lightning bolt hit this Vatican. They know that shit. They just said, oh, we'll say it happened 6 hours later. The lightning bolt hit first, and then that motherfucker say, oh, I'm out of here. I'm going to fuck out of here. Some shit going on. Lightning bolt hit first. He had a meteor shower in Russia. Okay, just a little while ago. Look, you know, motherfucker, little way down. I say love and shit. But all seriously, man, yo, pay attention to what's going on around you. You'll be able to keep my money in your pocket. Money ain't green no more. It's digital.
Barcode.
That's right.
Plastic card.
It's digital. You know what I mean? They don't even say cash no more. You got some capital. You know what I'm saying? You want to start a business? Try to start a business. You know what I mean? The best way to get out of this bullshit right now is to start your own business. Don't be going talking about you finna go to college and all that shit. Go make somebody else rich. Start your own fucking business. Go and find something you love to do. Chase that dream. Put all you got. My mom told me, I'm fucking 45 years old, she told me for the first time. Some good advice. She's like, you do so much shit, take what you love to do and put all you got into that. And I said, that sounds good. So,
oh,
she is now. I just talking about the Vatican. My oh, shit. We about to be in trouble in the
mouth.
Nah, but y'all gotta know. It's a serious thing going on. Y'all the new generation coming up. Y'all generation now that 10 years from now, y'all going to be trying to decide which part of the world y'all want to run. So, you know, me and he don't know it, but, you know, how is he 23? About 3 more years. He turned 26, he going to see shit different life. You know what I'm saying? He turned 33 10 years from now. 33 years, like the lawyers and the doctors and all the motherfuckers at school is getting out now and they're doing the end times and all them. Those are going to be the people that's running the world right now. God forbid it don't be enough for us. You know what I'm saying? Because we already have issues right now. The police is rolling up on motherfuckers. They're shooting everybody. You know what I'm saying? Down 137 shots is about to be 100 men. The way they were acting.
But it's simple things like the simple felony charges.
Like when we was going, when we was out there, nigga, if the police rolled up on you, you ain't had no ID. You went to jail. It wasn't about we gonna figure out who you is, motherfucker. Now they got the motherfucking finger. Look, they got this little box. They just whip it out the trunk. They activate the bitch. They wait a couple seconds. Put your motherfucking thumb right there, buddy. Just touch it. I'll roll it. It's just like that shit they arrest you to make you do like that. Put your thumb right there. And they plug that bitch to the computer.
What?
And your fingerprint come up on the screen and that police car. The fuckers know who you are. You know what I'm saying? So the whole premise of my message tonight is take your life serious. Take your future serious. You know what I'm saying? You have to, because if you don't, you'll be a victim. We all try not to be victims. You burn yourself up all day? You can't do that. See, you know what?
That's where
Yeah, right now.
Go to college, get you a good job. You know what I mean? That means put your life, your financial life, your economic future, and every fucking thing else in somebody else's hands. You didn't go to school so you can get knowledge to make somebody else rich. You went to school so you could get knowledge to enrich yourself, which in turn enrich your family, which enriches your friends. And somebody that's coming up behind you will have a mental or a visual mentor. You know what I'm saying? There's always somebody that's younger than you watching what you do because they connect how you move. So it's important how you put yourself out here. You know what I'm saying? I always ask myself this question. When I get old, do I want to be that type of motherfucker, little young kids, you know, across the grass, be like, man, get the fuck out of my yard, man? No. I want to be an old motherfucker sitting on my purse with a fatty. Look at that motherfucker right there. I used to run like that. Yeah. I used to sit and do backflips off the end tools, man, for real. Garages and all that shit. We did it. Broke my arm. Climb a tree taller in this motherfucking house and grab one of the branches. Always been fat. Never was skinny. You know what I'm saying? Never knew what it was like to run track. You know, I can shoot basketball real good. I can't dribble. I'm too fat. Can't get that shit through my leg. You know what I mean? So I shot everything. But it's about this. You know what I'm saying? Never say I can't. Say yet. Can't afford something? I said, I ain't got it right now. I get it, though. I can't get it right now. But I'm going to get it. You know what I'm saying? When you want something, just say you want it. Think about how you're going to get it. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you that shit come to you. Just the way you want it to come to you, all you got to do is say, visualize it first, and I'm going to get that. Boom. It's right there. So what's up, y'all? What's up, son?
What's going on?
You think, y'all?
Yeah, I gotta get up out of
there. I know you
do.
Yeah,
pen player.
Get my pen player here. All right, so you know what I'm saying, y'all? Somebody I got representative. Y'all can call up, call the station, shout out. You know what I mean? I mean, even though everybody
can
pick up,
I can call y'all right now.
Do that.
You know what I'm
saying?
Y'all gonna pick up? You know, I might get a couple pros. All I do.
Yeah,
it's like call in if you want.
This is my switchboard. just look, love yourself first. 646-478-0944.
646.
Yep, 478-0944. Who's that on 799? Okay. So that's what's up, man. Y'all just, you know what I'm saying, all I want to do is help expound on your knowledge. You want to take your knowledge base and put that motherfucker up here and then spread that bitch out like you got one of those virtual screens in front of you and you just touch. This is what I'm trying to do. Draw yourself an outline. Bam. You know what I'm saying? And go there. Because there's going to be some naysayers. There's going to be some people and they're going to say this to you. Man, that's some out of the motherfucking way shit. And you be like, I know. Watch that shit though. And as soon as you do it, motherfuckers like, how you do that shit? No idea, just got my motherfucking mind right. My mind told me I could do this shit. For real. So we love y'all that's coming up under us. You know what I'm saying? Serious business because I'm surprised. I was in Cleveland High School today. You know what I'm saying? 20 years ago and I was walking through Cleveland High, we was fighting. You know what I'm saying? The police was rushing us up out of there. What the fuck y'all want? Where y'all going? I'm going to my auntie gay mail. You know somebody in Cleveland High School? Shit. Who your sister? You got a sister named Pocket?
No, I ain't got no sister.
I had to throw one out there, you know? What about, let me see, what was your gay mail? I can't remember that sister named CC. Pumpkin. I'll just play. I ain't gonna play with it. But on everything, man, on everything I love. we are the most powerful motherfucking people on this earth. And that includes you too, man. I'm not, you know. Black people, yeah. That's right. You know what I'm saying? We've been shut out, but the only reason why we've been shut out is because nobody really said nothing. I used to ask my grandfather. My grandfather was a preacher. And he used to talk about shit. He used to, you know, boy, if you don't do this, you don't do that. I'm tell y'all, I was on my knees every day. Every single day I was in church. Every Sunday. I still ended up in prison 5 times. Selling dope. Holding guns. Stealing cars. Getting in fucking church. Was baptized and everything. Believe from my heart and soul. What happened? I always had that question. No, school was what I loved. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because what you put up here, can't nobody take. Can't nobody take what you put there. And you can always use it from 8 to 800. 8 to 800. You will always need to know. I'm telling you. You want to be a record label executive? Why just be an artist? All right? We in the house of music, y'all. This your boy E-Max. I know. This is Hood Talk Radio. This is where we bring all the shit to the light. You know what I'm saying? We bring all the shit to the light. I'm gonna tell everybody out there something. My little young niggas out there, take the shit to the backyard. You know what I mean? Take the shit to the backyard, nigga. We used to sit on the porch. We used to sit on the porch. We didn't stand on corners. We, you know what I'm saying, show we out our cars and shit. We sat on the porch. We played a game of spades or some casino, nigga. Smoke some herb, drink a little brew. You know, my motherfucking hitter, nigga. I'm going to walk down the street and catch up with you. Something. Stand in front of the A-Rap stores. That ain't going to work. Stand on the corner. Stand at Bando's. That ain't going to work no more. You know why? Because the police shoot niggas in the dark now. They don't even ask questions no more. They at that point and they at that place where if they want your ass, they gonna ask you no questions. You know what's gonna happen? The motherfucker's gonna shoot your ass and the boss say, what the fuck happened to that motherfucker? Put a gun on. Where the gun at? We don't know. But you dead already. So what good is gonna do? Alright? Come on, baby boy, call back. I just, you know, this is what I do on Wednesday. I read a lot. You know what I'm saying? I be on the internet a lot. I be like, I asked this one dude, I said, when the motherfucker, when Toby got his foot cut off, and that man was holding that Bible like, what's your name, boy? And he said, Kuta. He told him, hit him again. By the grace of God, hit him again. Who said? All right, so y'all know. Now y'all understand where I'm coming from. Okay, who the artist I want to do an interview first? All right, what's your name, fam? You got a phone? Call the station right quick, man. Everybody in the world. Blog Talk Radio. You know, the network is Blog Talk Radio, but this is Hood Talk Radio. Hood. Like community. See, I knew I was going to lose somebody. See, we got a whole different conversation in the hood. So we talk different. You know, I'm straight 646. Yeah, press one. See, I'm straight from the gutter. My account. Born and raised in the projects. My mom moved out of the projects. Grand Valley. Started on 484. We lived in Morris Black, too. We had to fuck. We lived in the Yellows. It's on 55th, right off of 63rd and Woodland. It's on 75th and motherfucking Outway. I mean, 40th and Outway. 75th and Grand Valley. Then we moved into the motherfucking projects on 131st Miles. Funny song, girl. Right before they built the bar, you know what I'm saying? The kind of club. It was yeah, they knocked all that shit down. Now they told that shit there's about to be a shopping center up there now. I ain't even got a brick. You know, but it's all good. I'm straight from the land.
Yeah, I'm in. What's that doing?
All right, so y'all, I'm going to tell y'all right now. Good Tunes Radio. Hey, what I have to say, oh. All right, y'all. Hey, we in the only one smoking, Check it out. Is this your boy? Okay, all right. Two pyros in the house, man. What? Hide the paper. Hey, man, fuck that. These motherfuckers super hot.
That motherfucker just because
of that
made me go get his man coffee.
Y'all, check it out. This is what we here for, man. This is what we here for. Y'all got the first glitch. Now we on to the next. We in some music shit right now, people. On the phone right now, we got a little young man here. He was checking it out. Introduce yourself to the world, man. Hold on, hold on. Come on back. This you at 324.
Yeah, I'm Cold Red the Prophet, man. I'm Red Haiti, HAD. You know what I'm saying? Don Bree, ENT. That's the gang we in here. Cleveland, stand up.
Don Bree.
Don Bree, ENT. Last of a Don Bree.
No Bree. See?
Real
rough. Because all I heard was MC Bree. That's me from my day. You know what I'm saying? Don Bree, that shit hard as a motherfucker. What you doing, man? You going to call me? He managed me. So tell the world what you do, fam.
Well, I engineer a little bit, and I rap, and I write music. So. Yeah, I rap and I write music, though. I like doing smooth, laid-back joints. I can hop on a trap beat. I can hop on a love song. You know what I'm saying? Anything that you need me to do.
Are you just slow, or you just a producer?
No, I flow. I don't produce. I do a little engineering because I work my own studio.
You got
a
studio?
Yeah.
What you
fuck with? At the house. I'll use Mixfire 5. I got Pro Tools, but I need Windows 7 right now, so I'm working on that.
You who?
I need Windows 7 right now, so I'm working on that.
Hey, you know what? Excuse me. You can go and buy that motherfucker for like $40.
Yeah, that's what my cousin.
Hey, you know what? Hold on, don't move. Yeah, you got your program with him right now. There ain't no good for us right now. No, I'm still like you, bro. I feel it now. I'm cousin. Hey. I came over here. See what I'm saying? And he told me.
For sure, for sure.
We talk. What I say I'm on That's all I need right there. It's a sound case, baby. Yeah. All right, baby, go ahead. Now, tell them what you do. You know, what's so special about you that makes you above everybody else? Because there's a million motherfuckers out there. But what's going to make them motherfuckers listen to your shit?
All right, well, I bring like lyricism and swagger at the same time, you know. I'm going to talk about something real, but I'm going to give it to you in a rough way, and it's going to be turned up like it's on. I'll hop on the Waka Flocka beat and be like Nas on.
That's what's up. So how long have you been doing your shit in Cleveland?
I've been recording for about a year and a half, 2 years. I've been writing for 4.
Okay. All right, so you a vet in the game. That's what's up. We're going to see if we're going to have to get you up to the motherfucking lab one day, man, and, you know.
Oh, yeah, I put in work in the book.
Yeah, we do. And as a matter of fact, I'm working on that shit. I got my shit in it, so. I've been practicing.
I'm about
ready. Who's that on
820? Simon. D. Who's in this motherfucker? I'm here to represent Dying Breed, Hated, Kanai, King Eru, the whole motherfucker squad. Cleveland's finest. Stand the fuck up. What's up?
Survive.
So when you hit the stage, now.
Right.
Back to my man, when you hit the stage, are you nervous? Do you get amped? Do you feel the energy of the crowd?
Yeah. My tracks is fire, you know what I'm saying? But I look forward to the performance because I can, especially when I'm performing with other people, I just feed off their energy, you know what I'm saying? My man Pyro right here, he gets hype, you know what I'm saying? He turned up, and I just feed off of that. He feed off of me. So I feed off of that, you know what I'm saying? We just make sure that energy go in the circle, you feel me?
That's what's up. See, somebody know about that circle, man. My nigga, come and get some. You know what I'm saying? I come from the old school. We did that like that.
Hey.
No, I'm gonna tell you better get hit to that circle. That's all I'm trying to say. You understand? It's a lot of motherfuckers who know what the circle is about, that's
sure.
Mm-hmm. East side, no. Hey, but y'all know what it is, man. I love you, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see you for your
favor. Yes, sir.
I'm going to keep shouting your shit out. Every time you go to a show, you're going to let East side know I'm going to come. I'm going to break some time for that. Take some shots, do some videos, and put it on my YouTube channel.
I'm
sorry,
that sounds good,
y'all gotta let motherfucker know. This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? I ain't nobody, but a lot of people listen to my show. A lot of people check me out. I'm trying to get on, too. So, you know what I'm saying? But I'm past the show. I'm on the production, the media. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So, I still write. I feel good. I mean, I just, this is what I do.
Sure,
you know what I'm saying? Now, y'all know Friday and Saturday we blaze all the music that we get with the artists that we interact with from our show. He said that he don't record no more. I just wrote two more tracks. He just do live songs. So we're going to have to see if we can change his mind one day. He came on, he did a couple tracks. You know, but he always brings people over that want to do tracks. But he always be waiting for the time to go. He's like, let me get that line. You know what I'm saying? So... We got a Don Breed in the house, man, y'all. Hey, let me tell y'all what. For a second, I got nervous. I was like, damn, I'm a fucking thing here, man. He's trying to shit, man. Gangsters, man.
All right, for real, though, we just want everybody to know, man, we about to come. We come. Ready or not. Ready or not. We come.
Y'all already here. Y'all know why? Because y'all live on Hood Talk Radio. All right? Hood Talk Radio. We got a few callers on the line, but everybody listens.
Can I say one more time?
Yeah.
Can I say one more time? Hey, listen here.
Who's coming up?
Hey, listen here. Tell my boy 4R at The Rock next Tuesday. He coming to tear his off next week, boy. Do that shit.
Right.
He coming to tear his off next
back
week.
Back with a vengeance.
We ain't doing that goofy rap shit. Hey, you know what? I just want to say this, man. Y'all got to support y'all local producers, all right? And believe it or not, the Indie Egyptian side of here, motherfuckers, on the line.
Like I said, we got Code Red, We got my nigga Fo, we got my nigga Pyro, we got Thrax, we got Kanai, we got King Hero, whatever you want. Different styles, different cultures, different everything. We fuck with it for real.
That's what we do. So, what sets you out from different managers and everybody there together?
Shit, man, I'm the coldest, bro. I got links, you feel me? That's what it's all about. Links.
You ain't got any job, man. I ain't asking for none of that.
We got links, you know what I'm saying? And we just hooked up with another link. My man's right here. You feel me? So links is everything in this game. You feel me? If you don't got a link, you ain't got shit. You know what I'm saying?
So tell everybody how they can get in touch with
you. Listen here, you can give me a call at 216-820-3144. You know what I'm saying? We flexible. You know what I'm saying? We taking it all. You know what I'm saying? All producers out there, if you got hot beats, fuck with me. We taking hot beats. We taking it all, bro. If you need to be managed out there, fuck with me. 820-216-820-3144. We're going straight to the top, baby. We done with the bottom. We out the gutter. Fuck with us.
That's right. Cleveland Rise. Y'all know.
Let's go.
Well, check this out. I got to show some love to my nigga, though. You know what I'm saying? Playboy Ron always show love. You know what I'm saying? He came through the studios and he gave me a T-shirt, and you know, I can't fit it.
Come in and just chop your head off. That's the last draw.
coming true click. I'm telling you.
And one thing.
I'm just going to hit you with a hook. See, if you ever watch, y'all like karate movies? So, see, if I watch the old with these new ones with the strings and all that shit, I learn to see when they be fighting together against, you know, a strong opponent, it's always they look at each other and they go, and one motherfucker come try to kick you, that motherfucker block, and here come another nigga straight over the top. Yaha! Pow! And the other motherfucker that's on the ground got a chance to get up and hit him with another. See, that's how you do that shit. When you got a team, just like you just said, when y'all think it's all over, we got another one. That's knock out punch. Damn, they've been hitting me like boom, bam, bam, bam throughout the whole show.
We got a diverse group, man. Very, very versatile too, man. We got Jamaicans, Greeks, whites, blacks. You know, from the Philippines.
It's
a lot going on. That's a good man, Don Bree, man. This top.
Yeah, I heard it.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, I heard
it. Shout out
Pyro,
shout out
Tic
Tac.
Yeah, shout out Tic
Tac. Shout out Tic Tac. That's so much
my word,
man.
Homie, nice.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I love you.
On the other side of the east side, you know what I'm saying, out there on that Lakeshore way, you know what I'm saying, my nigga D, my nigga Dre, what's going down, Rico, you know what I'm saying, some doses out there to y'all people. And I wish y'all would go ahead and give me a little sad song, man, so I could play that shit, because I did like the CD. So
no,
come
man,
on with
we'll
it.
Die.
Yeah. Yeah. I want some of that there, man. We got to show my nigga some love. He part of Cleveland, too. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? We don't bullshit. We don't bullshit, even though we get music from niggas from all over the country. Again. We love y'all. You know, it'll cost me some money, you know what I'm saying, or it'll cost you some money for me to come out there and, you know what I'm saying, smell y'all air, you know, chill under y'all trees. Don't forget, our lake is dirty. So it ain't easy.
Don't
try it. It ain't about that. It's just about how we raised, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, I want to shout out producer Diesel Music, Real Diesel Music. You know what I'm saying? He's down in Columbus, man. He's doing this thing. He produced a track with me and Javon called Can't Handle It. You know what I'm saying? It's on iTunes. It's going to be on that Big Time from Cleveland mixtape when that dropped. He made a track for Stevie Stone mixtape, Momentum. You know what I'm saying? He had a headlining track on that, so congratulations to him on that.
Yeah, that's what's up on the shout-outs. Anybody else got somebody who wants shout-out? Queen, you want to try to lay out?
Hi,
bro. Shout out my boy Bo. He ain't here.
You know what he's saying, man? That's why I called you JT when you came in the house.
He off in the cut, man. But when I stay, when you know, send them lights come on, he that mic in his hand. He.
So like, check this out, when y'all do a show together and shit, you get with the sound man and say this is what we expect.
You know, my job is to make sure these guys come. My job is to make sure these guys are ready. My job is to make sure they're there. My job is to make sure they get paid at the end of the day.
Feel yeah, fuck so yeah. Right. Hey, let me,
I'm going to give you a tip.
We used to do this shit, too. Trust me.
That's right.
When you step to the sound, man, have my foot cold there.
Exactly.
It's going to cost you another $2.
Exactly.
And when your ass walk out of there, everybody will be like, them niggas is on already. Something. Even if y'all be ready to be our first time on stage, that motherfucker will blow the lights up before you hit the smoke. You won't even have to ask him to do nothing. You hit anything you expect.
Pito,
exactly.
What they do. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all.
12 years. All right, check this out, man. I got to put this out there for all y'all that's still up and coming and y'all be looking for places to go and perform. There's a few of them out there right now. I got flyer and spit boxing in my hand. I know you know about spit boxing. Everybody know that. Even my R&B ass. So spit boxing is at the Rock City Tap House. Y'all know where that is. It's on 5326 State Road. It's off Pearl. One block left off 480. When you get off 480, you west, you gonna go left at that light. I've never been there. So I understand. Go left at that light right there. So if you're in the right lane, you might have wasted some traffic.
Get your 20 and drop you off right in front of that motherfucker.
But yeah, I forgot about that. Some people ride the bus. And they still gotta get it in though. So when you say you've had 20 go out there, my favorite. I got to thank the creator. Because the creator put it in my head. Take care of your vehicle, man. I don't like the cold weather. I don't. I've been here all my life. I'm tired of the cold weather. I don't like it when it's hot. I burn all the gas in my car. Blaze my air conditioner before I bust a sweat in my own shit. Fuck that. Take care of your vehicles. Get you a vehicle, take care of that motherfucker. You'll notice all your friends that ain't taking care of this shit, they try to get them a vehicle. They're going to be calling you. And now you like, let me see how much money you got for that rat and ball. You paying your socks. It's only $6. Hey, you came out with gas for that. It's like a first stop. Dang, you can put your motherfucking Nike flip flops on a Nike table. You gotta get the mail and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, like, that motherfucker, keep the white socks on his feet. What'd you do though? I told him away. People always ask me,
yeah.
For a rat.
Hey, tell them
that hard work pay off though.
Oh yeah, thanks. Mixtape coming soon. July 4th, man. Hard work pays off. For sure.
Push it, man. What is it?
It's Tracks Mixtape, man. It's my artist. She represents Don Bree and T to the fullest.
You got an email address?
Yeah, model. I do. Yeah, I do.
Put it out there, man.
My email address is dan216bridges@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or Dan110Bridges@yahoo.com. Either one of those will work.
That's what's up. You know what?
Follow on Instagram at DonBree_ANT.
All right, we got a few more minutes left, man. I got to get my man on that. What's good, fam?
What's good?
You the man. Tell him who you are, what you do.
I just make music, man. I feel like music isn't what I do, it's who I am, you feel me? Like, without music, life's a mistake. So, that's how I feel, for real.
Damn.
It's in my blood, man.
I mean, we can go through our agreement. I don't give a anyone else can get that feeling,
No. Yeah. No, but seriously though, man, I bullshit a lot, you know what I'm saying? That's just what I do. It ain't no...
That's cool.
I'm the big brother, man. I'm the one that grab you and you do like this, but let a motherfucker fuck with you.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people that listen to my show, you know what I'm saying? Across the country, across the world. So tell them what make you different than what they're hearing out there already.
I mean... You hear a lot of rappers talk about the same shit over and over again. They're just, like, saying it different ways. I'm going to bring you that real shit, and I'm going to add my swag to it. But in the middle of the real shit, I'm going to go in some swag. You feel me? You're like, what the fuck? Like,
so the next time I see y'all, right, and I'm going to be back over here Friday. We're going to do the hip-hop show with all the music, the R&B, hip-hop.
Right.
Do music on a week. On Wednesday night, we just talk, introduce everybody. My kids starting to, if I ain't got nothing to talk about, if I ain't got no weed or something, you know, make me talk. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, we get it in, man. We shine a light on all the Cleveland artists. You know what I'm saying? Everybody. I'm You was looking like a Haitian. No, but seriously, we shine a light on the city.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Most people think that all the only thing Cleveland about is the Horseshoe Casino. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just basically here to let maybe you can meet some hoes at Midway Mall in Olivia.
True.
Okay. Right. I mean, come on. We ain't gonna go downtown. We can just put $20 in the gas tank and go to Olivia.
Road trip.
Wow. $20 there and back. Even at $3.69 a gallon. I'm telling you the truth, but we do a lot of shit in the lid. We know some people out there.
Right.
So, you know, they doing some big things. You know what I mean? So they've been doing it longer than me. I met them through Al Porter and pretty much just rock solid. I can't stand them, but he consistent. You know what I'm saying? He's been throwing the shit for so long, man. It's like, why the fuck you ain't on already? But in a lightweight way, he is. You know what I'm saying? He got contact. He do a lot of networking all over the fucking country. You know, this is a motherfucker that lost his job and he decided he wants to stay in California for extra week. You know what I mean? Because this is what he loves to do. No, correct. So he basically, you know, he's doing this thing. And it's like just knowing them, I get to know, you know, a lot of different people. And just knowing them people, like I met what fucking Waka Flocka. This motherfucker put a gun on me and told me he didn't know me. Get the fuck out of this room.
Yeah, so
I didn't give a fuck. The nigga had that big ass gun. You see, that motherfucker could be. He could be L7, dude. I'm right. Serious. The niggas we was with was mad. Because he told everybody, I don't know, I'm gonna do it like that. He was so fucked, this nigga was gone. And it was another show we did down in Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? After it was all said and done, everybody got paid, everybody went and got hotel rooms. You know what I'm saying? They all went to his room. Everybody. There's about 100 motherfuckers in that little room. And he got fucked up. So, you know, so by the way, I want to send a shout out to my nigga Big School, y'all. Well, look, I thought he was going to be out here on mainstream, but I guess Rick Ross paid that bill. So we ain't going to hear Big Scoop yet. You know, let's fight a friend of mine. Because he's going to kill. Yeah, he's going to kill. Big Scoop killing. He's killing Rick Ross. He's going to eat Rick Ross up like a banana. Some ice cream, whipped cream and chips. So, Pyro. You know what I'm saying? Next time I see you, man. You're going to have some music and shit. You're going to have to, you know,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Some shit. Do you make your own beats and everything, too?
No, like, I produce all my music until, like, a couple weeks ago. I just started going to my brother on the east side of Broadway. Fuck with him. Lil E.
That's what's up. See, that's what I say, man. Support your local producers, man, because without y'all, we just, you know, motherfuckers that make music.
Right.
So and without the music, words is words. I mean, you can stand up there and talk and tell a motherfucker a story, but a motherfucker will listen to a beat for a few seconds and be like, "Oh, that's a lie. What else you got?" But it's like a cake. You know what I'm saying? That cake ain't gonna taste like shit unless you throw some eggs in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You let that motherfucker ride somebody walking by, and it's gonna be flat.
That's right.
Well, pretty much, what I got on there. I mean, I ain't load no Z179 shit. We don't do that.
No.
What you saying when I got here? I got here 825.
I told
you. You did? You was already?
That's why I set up already,
because
I was waiting.
But it's all good. You guys trying that? I said that for real. See, damn, see, that's why I do smoke weed. That's what happens. I ain't even. It'll be ready to show.
Any particular song you want me to play?
Yeah,
What you mad at me for?
Why you mad? That's going to be the first track on that. Why you mad?
Why you mad?
Yeah.
That's both of y'all?
It's me, him, and the other two and folks.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
cool.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Battle rap. Battle rap.
Hey, you know, y'all some serious motherfuckers. I'm serious, man. You didn't smile. You didn't smile. See, it ain't too ugly that people laugh without smiling. And you? That's the firecracker. Like, I had to watch up this shit, cut a motherfucker, and be like, what? I didn't do that.
Damn.
Y'all got it. Y'all got a team. I grew up part of the team.
Right.
So I know, you know what it's like to be a team, you know what I mean? Y'all just got, and y'all got your own personalities. Everybody know what it's all about. Everybody in for the same thing. So, you know, it's a group effort, and y'all focus on individuality at the same time. So that makes y'all strong, you know what I'm saying? I know motherfuckers that it'd be a whole group on the stage, and everybody got their own individuality, yet they keep bumping into each other because, you know, that one part of the song, everybody hyping, the crowd is loving it. Everybody want to be on the front of that stage. So you got your part, and you get out there, you damn near knock your brother out and get out there and do your little few lines and jump back. You know what I'm saying? Your brother like, damn, nigga, that's my part. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all love. It's all love. But we all do, you know, each other's shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But and see, that's where it comes from. And when you do the shit, and motherfuckers start learning your parts and shit,
no,
then you be like, no, that's my point. That's all right. Don't fuck it. Because that makes the crowd know that y'all a team. See, when I go out there and I'm doing my media thing and I look and I see groups and other parts of the group, even Pyro, he might just be, like I said, walking back and forth across stage, you know, giving niggas that eye. You know, like, try it if you want to. I ain't even going to say that. I'm going to keep bobbing my head, you know. And knowing the words of y'all song while y'all out there in the front doing y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? The crowd see that. And you know what I'm saying? And if I see it, I'm just sitting there chopping it up with y'all. And I know when y'all out there on the stage. And then Eastside has been saying in my ear. Say it again, Eastside. What they did on stage, man? They rocked that stage. I can tell.
I feel like for real, we ain't never really rehearsed for a show. We got so much chemistry, man. Like, we don't need to rehearse, for real. Like, we know our music. We know, you know, sometimes I know, you know, what these people are thinking, for real. So, I mean,
yeah,
rehearsing-wise, we don't really rehearse, man. We just do what the fuck we do, man. Perform, turn up.
Yeah, get the chance. Great. You got to rehearse.
Right.
I don't care what the. Let me tell you. I come off the top of my head with some cold super shit. But in order to get the best out of me, if you want my best,
that's true. But I'm kind of glad they versatile. Feel me?
Yeah.
When they need to turn up on site, like they just found out about this spitboxing thing yesterday, like 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, put your gear on. Like, we here at 9:00.
Right.
Where we at? Y'all gonna do a show at 9:00? It's on. They came right from school. They're there.
But let me back up here for a minute. Let me ask you this. Let's say you pick one hot song,
mm-hmm.
and that's your single. Right, you need to know that single inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you get ready to go out there, like he just said there, let's go, gear up, nigga, and we're gonna hit the script. He said you got to know your shit. You can't be coming up getting on the stage.
I wrote this shit though. You feel me?
Listen, man,
I know how it goes.
The shit that we talk about was separate the whole group because when an individual say, "Well, I know all my shit," and all, it's not about that.
Right.
See, all that shit's supposed to be stripped at the door because when you come in and you're part of the unit, we know you know your shit. We know you hot, the motherfucker. That's why they call
all over each other on the stage.
Right, right.
And that's what that leads to.
Mm-hmm. Right,
that's
right.
The point I was making.
Right, right. Yeah. I feel it.
with everybody else. And it's the same group. So, man, we gotta find out where we can get some motherfucking awards from.
I got that. Ben's been a real bitch, what you know about it? I got the lime green. I'm serving white powder. Real recognized, real, and I don't know about shit. Less of a dime breeze, shot to this high speed. I do it for the island, blood clot, don't test me. And if you run a bitch, you done know already. I go in daily. Grinding, they hate me. Niggas is caking in that paper is motivation. All these hoes hating, please get money, you irritating. I'm paper chasing, time is wasting, focused on the come up. You bums is looking salty, call you bitches peanuts. We laughing to the bank, fuck nigga, you see us. DBE the team, these fuck niggas, they wanna be us. We on another level, you can't be us, try to beat us. Bitch, that's real. Word.
Yeah. Yo. I be like.
Right. We need a female paddler. Come on, y'all.
I see you panicking, scrambling, got you scrambling, damaging all you mannequins. For these niggas can't handle them, balling and even practicing. Killing rappers, no accident. Slow dope, I'm trafficking. Now let me slow it down. I got your chick sucking my dick, call it blowing down. Chilling with hater, getting faded, man, we blowing pounds. Up in the Regal flexing, hoping we don't blow the sounds. Earthquake, open ground. Now me and my team in the league of our own. And we fly like the Eagles is home. I spit the lethal of poems. I leave your name engraved in the stone where I can go lay on this throne so y'all can hate till I'm gone. But I'm never gonna leave. I'm never gonna bleed. Cause I was always told that I was never gonna be shit. Drowned in their words cause my flow is so seasick. Mind of a visionary, wish that you can peep this. Ain't satisfied with being good, I strive for great. If that mean catching beef, cool, I dive in the plate. You hide and you wait, I'm alive and I take shots at hot shots and then make pies off their face. Go hard like when them cannons blow. Yeah, you hard, but what's a feast to an animal? What's a nigga from the land to the industry? A nigga that been the beast, land rest to his enemies. You better watch your friends closely. You might have to hit him with that sugar Shane Mosley. Nigga sweet like sugar cane, talking all that roast beef. They still can't see me, so they calling cold ghost.
Look.
I'm from the 216, yeah, I know them boys hating, and I don't fuck with rappers, most of them overrated, and I can't wait to see their faces when they see I made it, you ain't got it like me, long as I'm your bitch's favorite, I do it for my city, so I got to go hard, and I'm just repping for my city like a postcard, she take me shopping, I'll be maxing out her gold card, and she give up the pussy free, yup, no charge, if you ain't getting money, that's where you just wasting time, cause I stay on my grind, 365. I'm something like a killer. Every time I rhyme, I massacre the track, Columbine. And when I'm in the booth, it feels just like I'm home. Your girl say she love me cause my money long. You think she from New Orleans, she give me Superdome. And I stay reppin' for my city till I'm dead and gone. It's Young Ro, I'm always stuntin', never frontin'. I came from the bottom, man, I gotta get it, it's all or nothing. Niggas pressin' my buttons, that's a grenade that you're holdin'. I'm quick to blow up like a supernova explosion. I love my city, man, I never leave, we never bleed. We fuckin' bitches and touchin' figures that you'll never see. If them niggas wanna talk, fuck it, let them be. Cause my pocket's on Geppetto's. Damn, that's hella cheese. Your baby mama love me, she say that she won't roll. But I'm just trying to fuck, that's all I came for. It's money over bitches, that's just how the game go.
That's how the game go. That mic hot to the moon.
What's up, it's Kamara. Yeah. Nice, good night. What's up? I stay on my grind. Life full of crime. My destiny is to shine with my nickel plated nine. I learn from the best of them. Read your New Testament. Thou shalt not fuck with Shabazz nor the rest of them. My goons are hotheads. Haitian boys with dreads. One more first Shabazz and will put your ass to bed. Boy, count your blessings. Lights, camera, action. It's Merc Fam, bitch. We all about perfection. Try me if you want. Dodge your bullets 101. Like your boy Ox. I killed just for fun. I'm fucking around the house and where the keys at so I can take over the town because your girl needs that.
That's it right there, man. Don Bree, ENT, HAD. We're here.
Repeat that again now?
Was you listening to that?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good right now because I just called in and I'm hearing like a couple of flows and stuff like that automatically.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, what's going on with you all real quick?
Oh, man, just over here with Eastside and Dying Breeze, you know what I'm saying? Hate it! You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These motherfuckers, they ain't out, they good as shit. Seriously.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had
y'all coming to a hip-hop workshop? Y'all did? Okay.
What's up? Oh, man, I plan on seeing you all at that hip-hop workshop on April the 6th. Spitboxing went so well yet last night. And I just want to say, man, a shout-out, much respect, of course, Hood Tunes Radio, Hood Talk Radio, as well as super producer himself. My man, E-Max the Image, Big Cheese, Andy, and everybody else. That's about it.
I woke up, I was in the pool, yeah.
We had a good time tonight, man. You over here?
All right, most appreciated.
I ain't never told us if we got that stage, yeah. If we got that stage, you gotta talk to him, man. He on the phone.
He tell us if we got that stage.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, I done performed on the floor too. Everybody, it's all right. I'm not there. That's the way I look. You know what I'm saying? Up close and personal.
Right.
That's what's up, Al. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you got called in for the last few minutes, y'all. We had
a good man. I'm glad. Much shout out again to my man, Eastside. Everybody opening up their doors to the Hood Tunes family, Hood Talk family, and I also wanted to say, man, that 137-shot rally that we did at the Q, I'll just put it like this, over 1,000 people had to stop and look at what we were doing. Police couldn't stop it. We did what we were supposed to do. So I'll get into that by next Monday on my own personal show, but I'm going to shut up in case somebody go bust some more lyrics for me.
And that's what's up. I'm going to the sample. You know I'm writing that track.
Oh, yeah.
Listening to the other day. So,
good.
I'm going to be back over here. We'll get some details going on. So you said workshop April the 6th, huh?
April the 6th, 2 p.m., large room, 136 in the main classroom building, right on East 22nd and Euclid, at Cleveland State University.
That's what it did. That's what it did. You know, I'm appreciating shit. You know, you call. You want to see the show? You know what I'm saying? We got to show Al some love. Al here with us. You know, so that's what it do, man. That's what it do.
All right, then. Y'all have a blessed evening, though.
You too, Al. Thanks for calling in, fam.
Ain't no problem. Ain't none at all.
Running Al, we ain't cool no more, man.
We know y'all. Okay, Al, I can help with you, man.
All right, then, everybody. And now I know where Eastside is. I think
we
better try to be cool now.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. So y'all know how we do our day in Cleveland. That's right. And we're going to do our day again here this Friday coming up. Y'all will be able to
Enjoy Eastside and Dime Breed again. Pyro! You know what I'm saying? And we will be getting ourselves together so we can check back on the other side of town. I wish you, you know, had a, well, I know you're busy and everything, but I just wish you could have, you know, came through. And but we have some new music from the artist of Dime Breed for Friday Night Show, so y'all, you know, pay close attention. 646-478-0944. Don't forget Monday night, I'll put a genius man in the streets, 9 to 10 p.m. So y'all can get up with us. Do your thing. Do your thing. Got about 2 minutes. I'm going to let this song play us out. The legend, Money Me.
Pocket back.